KXRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Hurricane Helene death toll at least 166 as crews continue searching for the missing in North and South Carolina, and survivors struggle to obtain the basics, things like food and water. Today, President Biden will visit the Carolinas. He'll be taking an aerial tour of the devastation.
North Carolina resident Robin Wynn says she's lucky she evacuated.
I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know what was going to happen next, but I got out and I'm alive and I'm very blessed.
Many in both states without running water, cell service, electricity, food and water remain an issue.
I think this is the worst. A lot of people have seen it.
FEMA Administrator Frank Matranga telling residents assistance is available.
We've registered over 150,000 households for assistance and already provided over $2 million directly to disaster survivors.
The cost of the storm damage across the southeast estimated in the billions. I'm Julie Walker.
And then there is another hurricane. This one is named Kirk.
The maximum sustained winds have increased to 80 miles per hour, and we're expecting that the storm will strengthen significantly over the next couple of days and probably become a major hurricane by tomorrow. However, the storm is moving northwestward out over the open ocean, and the current forecast is that the storm is going to stay well away from land for the foreseeable future.
The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says Kirk is way out in the middle of the tropical Atlantic. Also at SRNNews.com, the world is waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for Israel's response to Iran's attack. That was the firing of more than 180 ballistic missiles into Israel. Most of those Iranian missiles were intercepted. However, some of them did get through. On Wall Street, the Dow in positive territory now. It's up 25 points. This is SRN News. The Washington Post is fact-checking Kamala Harris.
It doesn't happen often, but the newspaper has published an article by Pulitzer Prize winner Kathleen Parker pointing out that late-term abortions do happen in this country. In her recent debate with former President Trump, Harris claimed they do not. But Parker says, quote, late-term abortions are not a myth. Nine states and the District of Columbia allow abortion no matter what the age of the fetus. This basically means up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As President Daniel Ortega has moved aggressively to silence critics of his administration in Nicaragua, hundreds of churches have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, and others are under arrest. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in small groups. In some places, services have to be held at different venues every week to foil the authorities. One embattled Christian says, "Wherever we are, we can pray to God." This is SRN News. A Big Three automaker offering a special accommodation for those who have faced a major health challenge.
As we enter Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Ford Motor Company is offering a new seat belt to help those who've received mastectomies due to breast cancer. The company says the support belt was designed by a Ford marketing partner after she was diagnosed with cancer and had a double mastectomy. Ford says the new seat belt is made from a soft, breathable foam that fastens to the seat belt to relieve pressure and reduce discomfort on the person's chest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Voting is starting in the annual Fat Bear Week contest at Alaska's Katmai National Park. Viewers are able to pick their favorite among a dozen brown bears fattened up to survive the winter. The contest, now in its 10th year, it celebrates the resiliency of the 2,200 brown bears living in the preserve. More details, SRNNews.com.